Alrighty, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Argue This with Alex the Truck and Trani Wani.
Yo.
This week, we're going to talk about AI, robots. Is it coming for our jobs?
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
We're going to hijack something.
Hijack it. Let's see.
So, do we discuss the date or just say as a recording?
No, there's like no, like, I've already told everyone, hey, these are pre-records now.
So it doesn't matter?
No.
Okay. So what's the date right now, do you know?
Today is...
The 16th.
Okay, yeah, 16th.
As of the 16th, here in America, we have had, 31 mass shootings in April, the month of April. Just the month of April. 31.
Yeah, but I hate the fucking definition of a mass shooting. It's like, you know, saying I jerked off so I had sex.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about it a little bit because I pulled up some facts and statistics just so I know you're going to be like, well, what constitutes as a mass? And when you hear the actual death category, you're like, well, that's not that much. But then you're going to hear the injury count. That's actually quite a lot. So 31 mass shootings, right?
Yeah, but that like... What they count as an injury is, hey, we worked on you, and then we charged you $20,000 to give you a Band-Aid.
I think
I want the actual fucking injury reports, what they actually fucking did, instead of, oh, I bumped into a wall and I got injured because I ran the fuck away.
I think, first, the way your stance is minimizing the trauma and going through a shooting event. So
have a gun of your own, and then guess what? This disappears. If everyone has a gun, everyone. 4-year-olds, give them a gun. Women, give them a gun.
Please explain how arming everyone is the solution. Please explain.
How many times has there been mass shootings at police stations or mass shootings at army bases? How many people go on
there
to...
There was a mass shooting at an army base. There were two.
Two?
Yeah.
Everyone
had a gun, right?
How quickly did they get put the fuck down? How many people died at those mass shootings except for the shooter? And it has to be on the army base, not be like, oh, at the visitor center. But like, 13 people died?
Yep. Army major killed 13 people in Fort Hood shooting spree.
This month?
No, that's not this month. You just said a heart.
Okay, so in like all time, there's been two. That's pretty fucking good compared to 31 this month.
Okay. So again, you just saying that, and then I give you a fact of like, oh, here's the fact. And then you're like, oh, well, that's still, you're just moving the goalposts, bro. Like, again, you have to acknowledge that there's an issue at some point.
It's mental health issues. Fucking don't give crazy people fucking guns.
You just said give everyone guns. You just said give 4-year-old guns. Give everyone guns.
Exactly. This is my solution. And I'm saying what your solution would be. Your solution would be, hey, you know, fucking mentally evaluate everybody. You can't have a gun. You can't have a gun. And then the Holocaust happens and you're like, oh, well, fucking shit. The government with all the guns, now they can do all the fucking evil shit they want to do.
Again, why do people like you always go to like, well, the government? Because again, your strongest weapon is not going to do anything versus a drone strike. Your strongest weapon is not going to do anything versus the actual military coming in.
But guess what? The second that they start running out of money and we stop giving them any fucking money, they're gonna be like, oh shit, we can't afford to fucking spend $5 million to go fucking drone strike Alex in his house. And it's like, oh cool, we drone stroke him, he fucking presented probably a $20 threat and you destroyed his $300,000 house, but we lost $5 million doing it.
Okay. Let's go with something more simple then. They roll up with an APC or a tank. They let you go ahead and shoot all your ammo of all your guns you want at that.
They have to get out of the tank.
They don't have to get out of the tank to stop you. They could fire their gun, which does not cost $5 million.
Chemical warfare. We're not under the Geneva Convention.
You're right. That's why we can use get tear gas used on us as civilians. We're in armies in war. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, you just throw like a couple Molotov cocktails, let that shit heat up quick. Like, every time I see
So you just have all the stuff ready for a Molotov cocktail for when this tank shows up. You're like, all right, we're just ready.
Currently
ready
in
now.
This room, I can make a Molotov cocktail. Yes.
Yeah, currently in the room, you probably can. Do you have it ready to go for when this thing just rolls up?
It would take me about.
It's not going to be like, yo.
Take me about 1 minute, and I'd hear it coming from, you know, fucking miles away. And also, if you join the military and then attack fucking United States citizens, fuck you. You are a worthless piece of shit. The second you get out of the fucking.
That's a Confederate army.
Yeah. And guess what?
That's the Union army.
They got the fuck out. And that was before all that fucking shit happened. That was a civil fucking war.
You're right.
And nowadays, if you join the United States Army, the United States Marines, the United States Air Force, or the United States Navy, or the Coast Guard, or the Space Force, and you fucking go and attack United States citizens because you are sworn in to protect the United States and, you know, all its interests and all the civilians here.
Yeah, for anything foreign and domestic. If you mm-hmm. become a threat, then they get that they are, again, swore that oath that you are bringing up to stop you.
Yeah, but guess what? If I'm not a threat and, like,
the... Oh, no. We were talking about being a threat now. We're talking about owning guns to stop tyranny, right? Well, again, then you're...
Then the United States government is a threat to the United States. Go fucking kill the United States government instead of fucking...
Who determines what the tyranny is? What level of tyranny?
Who determines that? The citizens do.
The citizens, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So now, how much of the population has to agree with you before it's tyranny?
20%.
We're already there then. We've already been there. 20% of the population has to agree? No. That's absolutely wrong. So what? You overthrow the government for amongst the other 80%? No.
What are the other 80% going to do? They're going to join in.
No.
Every single time.
If you say 20% thinks that the government is tyrannical, why would the 80%, the majority of the population, join the 20%? Why? Why wouldn't that 20% be higher than originally in this?
Because they're not fucking with the 80%. No one's coming to my door, knocking on my door, saying, "Hey, Alex, you need to give us your guns."
The government has never, not once, even said that that's what we're going to do. There's not been a bill proclaimed of, hey, we're going to go ahead and take all citizens' guns. So this is...
They can't, because people will fucking march to the streets and fucking start...
So then why is that the end result of your argument is, well, they're going to take our guns, so we're going to be here and fight. But then you're also like, well, they can't because of this.
Yeah.
You can't both sides it.
It's an evil fucking stalemate. You know, if they say, hey, we're going to come and take your guns, it's like taking a toy away from a child that you don't want them to have the toy. If they're like swinging around a knife, they can hurt themselves, they can hurt others, you know. But if they could also just sit there and do nothing with the knife and just hold the fucking knife. And if you're going and forcefully take the knife, they're going to start swinging it around. So you have to fucking calmly take the knife away from the kid, and nothing could have happened the entire fucking time. They could have just put it down, walked away, whatever. Or growing the fuck up, and, you know, it wouldn't have been an issue. But if you go and just snatch that knife, you know, you might get yourself fucking cut because the child will flail. But if you calmly take it away, you know, cool. But if you have a room full of kids with knives and, you know, one, you know, person like snatches it away, does it successfully, all these other kids don't want to give up their knives now. They're like, fuck you, this is my knife. And, you know, they fucking turn on the person taking away the knives.
All right. Let's ask this question then.
Yeah.
Realistically, they make a gun control law, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long do you think it'll take before, in your eyes, that they're going to be able to make the gun control law to take away all guns? Yeah.
It would take quite a few years, but...
Quite a few years. Please give me a number of quite a few years.
7 years.
You think in two terms, they're going to do that. They're able to do that. Two terms. Less than two terms. I'm sorry. You really, that's what your opinion is. So you're saying that a president who starts taking away guns will get voted in again to finish taking away all guns. That's what your opinion is, right?
Well,
I'm asking. I'm being super clear. Is that what you think it
mm-hmm,
is?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, you know, all you have to get is fucking two Democrats in a row. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And what they did is they fucking railroaded Donald Trump and like, you're going to jail. See, the Republicans are all evil while the Democrats are over their fucking children. Republicans are too. Do not get me wrong.
Time out. Whoa. Hold up. I like how you viscerally, with Jess was all facial expression and voice tone and all, the Democrats are fucking children. But then... passively, you're like, and the Republicans are too, but no.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to honestly say that and give Republicans a pass with the word but and also have that same, no, negative. And then with, as well, the same ride hard of like, well, they're railroading Trump and they're also arresting Trump and stuff, right? Wasn't Trump in office and the Republicans ran Congress and was in control of the House, Congress, and the presidency during his presidency, right?
And then gas was $2?
Wait, yes or no? This is a yes or no question.
I don't know who the fuck was in control of anything.
No, your response just back was, oh, you remember when gas was $2? So no, hold up. You can't have these stupid hominem attacks. We are actually talking real talk now. So again, do you remember when the Democrats or the Republicans had the House control of House, the Senate, and the presidency during Trump's first two parts?
They
of
had
the
a majority, but
the majority gives them. The what's it called?
And
the
all the Democrats have to do is be like, no, and then the other Republicans are out there busy fucking children as well and playing golf. And it's like, oh fuck, we didn't vote on that.
Hold on, wait,
we were gonna make pedophilia illegal, and then for Republicans
is the one who's argued for what's it called, child marriage. That's, if you haven't watched the news, that's actually did happen in the state where I forgot which state, but we can look it up real quick.
Yeah, but for 12-year-olds, I saw the fucking whole thing. Yeah.
So again, you can't talk about Democrats being pedophiles when Republicans are still making it actual law. So now back to what I was.
A Republican is making it a law. It's like looking at like one black guy. Black guy is stealing.
So then. Your visceral hatred for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all them, they're just a Democrat.
No, I hate Hunter Biden.
And Biden isn't even a politician. So he has zero power. So again,
because he's just a fucking crackhead. That's it. That's the only reason I don't like him. I don't give a fuck about Biden.
What about the other crackheads that were Republicans that like found Jesus and aren't crackheads anymore? Hunter Biden hasn't been a crackhead in a while.
How do you know?
How do you know that do you have this same pushback for Republicans that were crackheads?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you're a fucking crackhead, you're a crackhead. I don't want you making decisions. You make bad ones. You're a yes man. Cocaine is a hell of a drug, and you mix it with baking soda and then fucking smoke it quickly? Go fuck yourself. No! You don't get to fucking do uppers and then make decisions. I have never made a good decision on cocaine. Never once have I been like, oh, yeah. You know, let's go naked in the woods and dance around, man. It's not a great decision. Let's go fucking shoot fireworks illegally outside and then fucking drive high on acid down the road, man. Not a great decision. Ask anyone that's ever done coke, have you ever made a good decision, you know, that fucking ended well on coke? And the answer is going to be, overwhelmingly, no. What are you Googling now?
Nothing.
you're like Googling, like, has Donald Trump ever done coke? And he's like hoping to find, like, you know, Donald Trump just doing fucking lines.
Why would he care about that? It's obviously a selective outrage from the Republican side when they're like, oh, all these Democrats here who's taking a picture or with hang out with Jeffrey Epstein, they're all pedophiles. But then you don't want to put that.
Donald Trump is like, yeah, I fucking hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. Yes, I went to the fucking island. And yes, I fucking got a massage from these fucking sex slave children. I'm like, cool, good for you. That's a fucking piece of shit move. Don't do that. And do I think that, you know, maybe.
So if he went and you're cool with him admitting and all that stuff, why aren't you like, he should be locked up because he's a pedophile? But then you're like, Bill Clinton went, he's a pedophile.
Bill Cosby should be locked up. Bill Clinton should be locked up.
Why would Bill Clinton deserve to be locked up, but Trump should not?
Here's the problem. Uh-huh. We're locked in this fucking political system to make, you know, people like us have this, you know, conversation, have this argument, and, you know, while they're sitting there laughing at us from the fucking top, and they're like, ha, 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 you know, you can't do shit against us because, you know, we control fucking everything. And really, it's two sides of the same coin. You're flipping a fucking quarter. It's still a fucking quarter. You know, the people at the top are still the fucking people at the top. The people at the top of these, you know, corporations are like, hey, here's money, do this. Hey, here's money, do this. They're the ones that are really controlling everything, making, you know, people, the dumb people at the bottom, you know, fight. Donald Trump is my president. I don't give a fuck. And all, like, you know, pulling the curtain aside, we should just burn it all to the ground. All of it. You know, the entire fucking political system, just boom, gone. Fucking start from fresh. Start from people of all, you know, socioeconomic backgrounds. And, you know, kind of make it more even. Instead of having just these, you know, Yale and Harvard fucking graduates, you know, and old money fucking kids run the country. I don't want that. I don't want a fucking kingship for the fucking country of America. Make it to where, you know, more people like AOC can fucking, you know, rise to the ranks and, you know, oh, cool, you're now a fucking senator. Oh, cool, you're now a fucking in the House of Representatives. Oh, cool, now you're fucking doing this. Burn it all to the ground, fucking redesign it, remake it. We're in a new fucking country. New America.
So what you're saying then is you're willing to take the money from the rich then to burn it all down?
Yes!
So then you're willing. So, what?
I'm not a rich. I don't care. Fuck them.
You do care because you argue against taking the money from the rich and reallocating or taxing the rich at a higher rate.
Tax the rich at a higher rate? Yeah, sure. You know, tax Elon Musk at a higher rate? Yeah, sure. Fucking tax, you know, all these fucking rich motherfuckers. Like, I feel like once you get $500 million, you're done. You cannot make a penny more. That's it. You have $500 million fucking dollars. And like, you can only, like, you know, spend so much on upgrades per year for your business. And everything else has to, you know, like, get rid of, like, investments. Get rid of investments for uber rich companies. We don't need that. You know, make it to where, you know, once you reach over, you know, like, $200 million and like, you know, all your shit for your company, people don't get to invest in your company no more. If you want to invest in a company, you have to invest in a low-end company. And like, once you get your money back, then you can reinvest your money. Like, change investing, change all that shit. You know, dividends, fuck over, you know, all the employees. They're like, work harder, work faster. We need to make sure that these, you know, investors get their dividends back. They've already made their fucking money back. They've already gotten their fucking dividends and, you know, doubled their initial investment. Why do I need to fucking, you know, continue making them money? Why do they get to sit there on top of their fucking high hill, you know, with a few $100 million? They don't need it. They're not going to use it for anything. They already have a fucking stupid big house. And they hire like 3 people to come clean it. And then pay them like shit.
It's not very Republican of you.
It's okay, because guess what? You know, pulling the curtain back even further, I am more of like a libertarian than anything.
Libertarian is a Republican, it just not in name. Libertarians typically vote lockstep with Republicans.
It's like an agnostic is just a fucking stoned atheist. You know, it's like, oh, there could be a fucking God or there couldn't be a God. I don't know. I'm undecided. I'm agnostic. And it's like, cool. So
where do you put spirituality in that this combo?
No, I don't. I fucking leave it the fuck out. I'm like, okay, spiritual.
So spirituality isn't anything.
Spirituality is nothing. Stand the fuck back, spirituality. You know, if you want to go, you know, believe in your Jesus Christ or whatever the fuck you want to believe in, go ahead. I'm not stopping you. Go ahead and, you know, love your God and, you know, hopefully he's real or they're real or it's real or whatever the fuck you want to believe in is real. Because guess what? If it's not, you fucking wasted a shitload of time. And that sucks. Like, imagine that. Imagine believing so wholeheartedly in, you know, your stupid religion, only to find out that, hey, oh, fuck, none of it was real. That sucks.
But what if they're right and everything's real?
Then that's awesome. Good for you. You know, I asked Jesus Christ to once, you know, save my soul, and so... You know, if that religion is right, then guess what? He's still saving my soul. He's like, I'm never going to let you go. You know, it's like the Rick Astley song, you know. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. But it's like, if God was real, he wouldn't allow all this evil to happen on planet Earth. That's how I feel about that. If there was truly a fucking God somewhere, he would not allow this. So I don't believe that there's a God. I don't believe in any of that dumb bullshit. It's like, oh, cool. There's no God. There's, you know, no heaven, no hell. It's like before you were born. Do you remember what you're doing before you were born?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Fucking your facial expression.
I was expecting the answer that everyone else was saying. No, I don't. It's like, cool. Excellent. Top notch. But yeah, that's exactly what the fuck I want. You know, it's like, you know, you die and it all goes black and you don't even realize you don't exist anymore. It doesn't matter. You're not looking down at your body. There's no fucking mysteries uncovered.
You don't know that.
Man, that'd be fucking awesome if it was. That'd be the top notch. That'd be the BSTs.
It would be terrible.
How? You wouldn't even realize it'd be terrible.
If you really you're not, you don't have any neurons, and you know that you're fucking dead, but you still have your normal consciousness. Because
nope, it's all gone.
No, with you implying that you look at your own body, it implies that you have your consciousness to recognize that that's your own body. Therefore, you retain some of your memories, if not all of them. Therefore, that would suck.
Yeah, no, none of it is. You know, happening. None of it. You die, it all goes black. Like the end of a fucking movie. You know, the lights don't come on. The lights go out. You know, the screen goes black. The lights go out. Boom. And you don't even realize it. You're like, ooh. And it's ultimate fucking peace because you're like when you're asleep and you don't have a dream. You know, it's like that, but forever.
So we're. Go ahead.
And you don't have a consciousness. And you're like, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? I win.
So a philosophical viewpoint as well is like, so if you believe that your life flashes before your eyes before you die, how do you not know that right now is your life flashing before your eyes? I'm like, that would suck, man. I do not want to remember work at all.
Then
this shit
is a shitty fucking flash. Go faster. It's like your life is like flashing before your eyes, and then you know you like get to the end of your life, and it like reflashes again. It's like no, and you just have to like sit there and watch it. And it's like like an infinite theater, like an infinite mirror.
And then that, my folks, is a form of reincarnation.
Yeah, I mean, like, some people are like, I'll come back as a butterfly or as a blue jay. It's like, no, you won't. Why would you come back as a blue jay? I've never seen one fucking wild animal do something intelligent. Maybe all, like, the fucking retards. Maybe, like, all, like, the Republicans that die just come back as deer. And they're still stupid. And they're like, I'm gonna go stop this car and talk to him about, you know, being a Republican. Hey, sir, stop. Oh, fuck! No! Al Gore is dead! Or whoever.
Al Gore is the Tim. That's fair.
And it's like, I don't even know if Al Gore is dead.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
But he's the guy who made Inconvenient Truth.
Well, I mean, he
technically won that presidency.
Well, he was a vice president one time, so good for him.
He was. And then he legitimately got an election stolen, but he conceded and was like, meh, and walked off.
Yeah, he did. Fucking Al Gore was like, he had a name close to mine, and I'm like, yeah, that's my guy. And that's all I fucking wanted. You know, it was some dude, you know, named Al to fucking win. It's like, President Al? It's like, yeah. But yes, there is a problem in this country with guns, with violence, and I'd say just let it go. We have too many fucking people. You know, next time you're thinking about having children to, you know, fuck a baby into a woman and to take care of it for the rest of its life, you know, just be like, hey, I'm fucking putting a baby into a dangerous situation. I'm putting a human life into a dangerous situation, and not everyone's going to make it out alive. You know, back when they, you know, there was just cave people, they would, you know, pump a baby into someone, and, like, sometimes they'd come back to the cave and be like, oh, saber-toothed lion, eat baby. No.
So, you're saying that we
to stop fucking holding human life in such high regard. Fucking get rid of your goddamn hubris that you're more important than everything else on the planet. Yes, some people are gonna die. Fucking kill those people back. You know, it's sad, yes, you know, your friends, your family, your children, your loved ones are, you know, gonna die by a gun. You know, give them a gun and, you know, teach them how to be good. Or fucking raise your children and not be a fucking shithead parent. Tron is an excellent parent. Top notch. His kid is never gonna do anything wrong. I can put my life on that.
Look, that's a huge boast.
It's not even a huge boast. You are a good fucking father. You are someone that actually takes interest in what your fucking kid does and takes interest in your kid's life. Cool. You know, I can already see the future of your kid doing awesome. And it's like, oh, yeah, because, you know, my dad, you know, wanted to have me, and my dad fucking loves me and cares for me. Cool. You know, like, my parents, you know, gave a shit about me. I turned out pretty fucking well. But you see, you know, other people out there just like, well, I just, you know, it's like, go fuck yourself. You know. And don't have a kid if you don't want a kid. It's wild to me that people will be like, you know, I kind of want a kid, but not really.
I don't know. Some people also want kids, assuming that it's going to save the marriage.
No. If you're fucking miserable with a bitch, you know, don't pump a baby into her, you dumb retard. Don't be like, oh, this is going to fucking help everything. It's not. The marriage is already over. The marriage was a sham to begin with.
Dang.
It's not even dang. It's the fucking truth. And it's like, sorry, the truth fucking sucks sometimes. It truly fucking does. It is not a fucking fun thing to hear that, you know, your marriage was garbage to fucking start out with. But, you know, hey, you can get out and fucking start new with somebody else.
Just dang.
Yeah, like, I tell my dad this all the time. I'm like, do not get remarried. And he's like, I'm getting married again. I'm like, does she, like, lick your asshole? Like, what does she do differently that none of these other women would do for you? And it's like, if it's not something intense and that she, you know, you would lose her for, then don't get fucking married. I was fucking dating my wife for 7 fucking years before I decided to get married. And the reason why I got married is to give her health insurance. That's it. If health insurance was free in this country, I'd still be dating her. I would still just be a good boyfriend.
The way you say it, it's just so funny.
I'd say it to her face. I'm like, yeah, no, if you didn't need health insurance, I'd still just be dating you. That's it. You know, welcome. I mean, it sounds pretty fucking mean. It sounds pretty fucking evil. But it's not.
No, that's fair. It's just wild to hear, but fair.
It, like, you know, if you go out and, you know people that are married and miserable, it's like, why the fuck did you get married in the first place? You know, you don't have to fucking run into it. Like, we did a relation, or we did a Am I the Asshole on the podcast last week, and on the Human Podcast. And it was this chick that was like, am I the asshole because I want to get married to my boyfriend and I'm like 23 and he's like 22 and we're going through PhD programs and we just want to get married. And it's like, why? What do you have to fucking prove? To have a fucking ring and say, yes, this is my fucking wife. You can say that as a fucking boyfriend, girlfriend. You can say, hey, we're engaged to get married.
But some people still are into that mindset of wanting to commit and showing about commitment.
That's a stupid fucking thing. Stupid. Do not get fucking married. As like one of the very few people I know with like a successful marriage, you know, semi-successful, an okay marriage. You know, I'm not worried that she's going to smother me in my sleep. And, you know, I come home every day and I love my wife. You know, I can truly say that without any like sarcasm or snarkiness behind it.
You guys are pretty perfect for each other, which is sickening. Because both of you also have the same similar attitudes of like, man, shut the fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, but, you know, make sure that they're the fucking one. Make sure that you can spend the rest of your fucking life with them. Like, would you fucking still hang out with your wife if your wife had a penis? You know, that is a good fucking, you know.
That is a little transphobic.
No, not even that.
Yes.
No, it's not a trans thing.
It is a trans thing.
If your wife was a dude, okay, would you be friends with your wife? Not to fuck, nothing sexual, nothing like that. If your wife was a dude, would you hang out with your fucking wife? You know, it's a very fucking easy, like, you know, just like see your wife as like, you know, one of the homies. And would you hang out with your wife as one of the homies? And it's like, if that answer is no, and you're only in it for, you know, pussy and titties, that's not going to fucking hold on for too long. And especially after you get to old age and you're like, fuck, now you're in, you know, a relationship with a woman that you have nothing that you like about her. And it's like, guess what? Now your entire shit's just falling the fuck apart. You know, don't fucking marry anybody for looks. Don't marry anybody for sexual skills. You know, if my wife, you know, developed cancer and was in a hospital bed for years and years and years until she ultimately died, I would still stick by her fucking side. You know, just think about that. Like, if your loved one was never able to give you a blowjob, was never able to sexually satisfy you for the rest of your fucking life, would you stick around? And if that answer is no, yeah, you know, move on to somebody else. Move on to someone that you're truly compatible with. Because I feel like a lot of times nowadays, people are shallow. People are like, oh man, I like her. She has a nice smile. She, you know, is pretty. She has big titties, you know, a tight pussy. Shit like that. The titties will droop, the pussy will get loose, and, you know, a baby will fucking destroy your sex life. Absolutely.
I don't know how to...
I'm bringing up a lot of good fucking points.
I mean, you are. But I don't think the baby ruins your sex life all the time.
I mean, like, when they're fucking brand newborn, it's like, you can't just go right back into it. You have to give, you know, your wife time to heal. You can't be like, hey, yeah, I know they just, like, fucking ripped you from your, you know, your asshole to your pussy, and, you know, now you have a cloaca thing, but can I get back in there? No, you have to, like, give her a few fucking months to, you know, heal and, you know, maybe even deal with her post-mortem. And, you know, sometimes it fucking sucks. Sometimes it is, you know, some bullshit. But if you're sitting there and like, oh, yeah, I can easily deal with that. No problem. You know, and I can, you know, be a present father and all that. Yeah, go ahead and have a kid. Like, if I ever wanted to have a kid, I'd adopt a kid.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't want to. Not at all. I'm selfish. I'm willing to admit that. I am a selfish motherfucker that does not want to have a kid, that does not want to have that responsibility. Yeah, you know, I'm not like you, Tron. Like, I can't, you know, be like, eh, well, you know, my kid's coming. Nah, I don't want none of that.
What do you mean?
Like, if my, you know... Like, if Ben sent over his kids, and he's like, hey, I'm sending over my, you know, kids over to your place. I'm like, fuck. Now, your kid is very well behaved, and I don't ever have to worry about your kid.
That's funny.
You know, like, your kid is, like, Mochi, and it's like, oh, Mochi is in the, you know, room. Holy shit. Mochi's taking care of, you know, herself. And it's like, cool. I you know, I don't have to, you know, worry. Like, if you had a baby, you know, that'd be something different. It's like, hey, yeah, I'm bringing my baby over, and it's like 2 years old. I'm like, oh, fucking... No.
That's fair.
So. But yeah, if you're gonna bring a kid in this world, just know it's a fucking dangerous place. Guns are mean. Guns will fucking kill people. You know, be a good parent, and you know, teach your kid, you know, gun safety. You know, maybe if we stopped having these games, you know, maybe video games, you know, play a role.
No.
Just hear me out in it. Not the full fucking thing, not the full money, but when you play Call of Duty, it's like, hell yeah, I just unlocked a new gun. And it's like, now they don't even name them the same fucking shit as real guns. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, you're in the right way.
You know, they don't do that for any good reason. They just didn't want to.
Because of licensing reasons. Yeah. Yes, I understand that. Yes. But it's like, hell yeah, I got a fucking new gun. I got the Glock. Hell yeah. And I'm going to say this right out. I hate Glocks. And not for the reason you think. Not because they're ugly. I mean, that too.
I think Glocks are not ugly, but continue.
It's because when you're like, hey, I want a Glock 40, and, you know, what caliber do you think Glock 40s hold?
They hold the 9, I think.
Like a, you know, a Glock, you know. Glock 19 is like one of the best because you can get it in anything. But Glock 40 caliber. The 22 shoots the 40, and it's just stupid. I hate it.
What is the caliber for the 40?
I forget. Because I don't buy fucking 40s, and it's not even telling me. It's like, the Glock 23? I'm like, no, you dumb fucking piece of shit. But it's probably a 9, honestly. I'm sure there's people over there like, shoots this. I'm like, no, I'm not buying a Glock. And, you know, there's people out there that, you know, will bring guns to fucking certain places that they know guns aren't allowed. Like, you know, when it happened in El Paso, Texas. What?
It's chambered in much more powerful 10 millimeter.
Yeah, it's police fucking ammo.
I literally thought it was a 9. Whatever. It's 10.
Yeah, the 22 is like 40. You know, the
Glock. But I only know this because most gun enthusiasts such as yourself talk shit on like the specific two models.
Yeah, no, just Glocks are just, you know, they're a notoriously reliable fucking pistol, but it's like, don't go in there and buy it. Like, the amount of times I've seen wives come in to buy ammo back when I worked at Walmart for their husbands, and they get the wrong fucking ammo. It's like crazy. And like, the husband comes back in and is like, hey, can I return this? And I'm like, no. The second it leaves the store, it's yours. Sorry. You can probably sell it to somebody else. I'm like, yeah, my wife was dumb and doesn't know what fucking guns I have. Like, I'm sure somebody, you know, like, the AR-15 is, like, the worst. It's, like, it shoots, like, 22s. Just powerful fucking 22s. It's, like, why not, like, just figure out something new? You know, have off-duty cops chilling at Walmart. Have off-duty cops chilling at schools.
Are you talking about for the guns and whatnot? Yeah. Bro, the police showed up to the bank less than a minute.
Oh, I don't care about the bank. Not at all. Like, fuck them. Like, yeah, it's sad for them, but, like, protect the children more than anybody else. Like, that's the ones that fucking upset me. Like, if they're shooting up banks all day long, yeah, fucking at least rob the shit. Don't go in there and just start shooting and be like, give me money, too. Ha ha. And I truly feel like when you lose a job, you are completely and utterly fucked. Most people, when they are to lose their fucking job, they're not only losing their job, they're losing their, you know, place of living because they can't pay rent now. They're losing their fucking car because they can't pay it and the repo man's going to come fucking take that. They're losing every fucking aspect of their entire goddamn life and just throwing everything in such disarray and leaving such a high level of fucking stress. And especially when your fucking employer is just a giant piece of shit and not paying you enough to save any fucking money. And so now you are at such a high level of stress. You're like, fuck it. I don't care about anything anymore. So why not do this? Raise taxes a bit and have like a transition paycheck that you get when you fucking lose your job.
Why?
How much do you hate that?
I don't hate it. Just why not just go one step further and do UBI?
Because people will take that and spend that right away. You don't. No one gets to touch this money, you know. So we fucking raise taxes by like 0.5% across the country. Everyone, boom, 0.5%. And when you get fired from your job, you get, you know, transitionary money. As long as you've been at your job, you know, more than 90 days.
I mean, that's a start.
It's more than a start. It's fucking awesome. It's 100%. It rocks all the fucking way on. And it's like, okay, cool.
I still don't think it goes far enough.
It's like, if you get fired, you know, you get unemployment benefits. Boom. Cool. And so this is just like a initial, you know, unemployment, you know, benefit that hits like right away. As soon as you get fired. So you know you're not going to get completely fucking fucked. That way you can still pay your rent. And you're like, okay, cool. I'm good. I'm still on my feet. You know, this is fine. I'm going to go get myself a new fucking job. I'm going to go home today and spend all day searching for a new job. Because when you start a new job, sometimes it's 2 or 3 fucking weeks before you get a paycheck. And it's like, oh, we'll get you a paycheck. And it's like, dude, I fucking need money now. You know, I'm living paycheck to paycheck out here. And so many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It's fucking terrifying for a lot of fucking people to lose their goddamn job. And once your stress reaches such a critical fucking level, you're like, fuck it. I don't care anymore.
So, are you... I understand. I agree with you on some stuff, but at the end, where you're just like, well, I also can understand where you're like, fuck it. Bro, it sounds like you're siding with the shooters at that point.
I understand why they do what they do. I understand why serial killers do what they do. I understand why people murder each other. I understand fucking crime. I understand why people do drugs. I understand why people... you know, love their children. I fucking, you know, can empathize with it. I can't sympathize with it. I can feel how you're feeling and, you know, the level of stress that you're at. It's like, imagine this. Imagine you're a truck driver all fucking day and you have people cutting you off and, you know, honking their horns at you and flipping you off and treating you like a piece of shit. Even better, we'll go one step further. You're a police officer. All day, you're just doing your job. This dude's speeding. You know, you pull him over. Sir, you were speeding. Fuck you, pig, you dumb piece of shit. Fuck you. I hope you die. Okay. You know, and you have to keep your cool. And then, you know, you do that all day long. You get 50 of these people. Fuck you. I hope you're a piece of shit. I hope your kids get murdered. And it's like, okay, well, here's your ticket. Sign here. Fuck off, pig. All fucking day for years and years and years. And then one day you just fucking snap. And then you kill someone by kneeling on their neck. Just a little too hard. Just because you didn't think you're going to kill them. But you do. And now...
So you're understanding Chauvin, huh?
I didn't say his name. I didn't say none of his names. It could have been Fred Hampton.
No one kneeled on Fred Hampton's neck. They shot him.
Yeah, they fucking came at him when he was asleep. That's dirty shit.
Yeah, they shot that fool.
You know, or Breonna Taylor. You know, they shot her while she was asleep.
Yep.
So if you're going to be, you know, pretty much persecuted and told you're the fucking piece of shit, that you're the fucking problem day in and day out, you know, and not have any, you know, healthy way to let go of steam, like, therapy should be free. I'll say that. Therapy in this country, mental health therapy, should be free. Why not make it to where the AIs can do that? Where they can give solid advice and, you know, solid help to people that need it. Like, why can't there be a 911 for, hey, help me, I'm going through a fucking mental goddamn breakdown right now. You know, I'm fucking going insane.
Did you see how there's this insurance company that's using AI to approve or deny claims?
They've already been doing that for years.
And this one guy got their claim denied in less than a second.
Yeah, they've already been doing that for years. Risk assessment management programs like that, where they're like, yeah, fuck you. We don't want to fucking, you know, give you this money. It's like, honestly, I think, you know, there should be one insurance and the government takes care of it. Everyone gets it. There is a copay and a deductible you have to hit. Same for every United States citizen. Nothing can get denied. Nothing. But, you know, you have to, you know, pay your, you know, copay, which $25 for like an emergency room visit. Free ambulances. You know, that comes in with your $25. And the government just pays it out. Boom, 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 boom. And instead of fucking paying for health insurance, the government just takes that money straight. Boom. Raise your taxes. You know, health care for everybody. Now, if you want to keep on, you know, coming in and being a hypochondriac or, you know, doing drug-seeking behaviors, you know, we get you to, you know, a therapist that can, you know, help with addiction. And be like, hey, you know, this drug is highly addictive. We cannot continue giving it to you. And then that way everyone is on the same fucking page. So if they go from one clinic to another and be like, hey, yeah, I need Dilaudid again, they're not getting Dilaudid again. And they have, you know, better ways to, you know, kind of risk it. And it's like, are you going to commit fraud against the United States government? No, of course not. Because you're going to go to prison. But if are you going to commit fraud against an insurance company that's kind of brand new? Sure. Let's fuck them over for a bit. Get our money.
You think... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, medical fraud happens all the goddamn time.
No, medical fraud does happen. There's a big story on how, what's it called, this one insurance company defrauded Medicaid.
Yeah.
And, like, everything's going on at the moment.
And then they, you know, get butt-fucked over the flames. And it's like, cool. But just, you know, have, like, because I pay, I think it's, like, close to, like, $200, $300 a paycheck, every fucking paycheck. Goes to, you know, health insurance. And then my company pays the rest of that fucking bill. And it's a fucking crazy goddamn bill. Like, let me see if I can, you know, pull up my fucking... Because, like, I mean, I have my, you know, my tax forms and all that dumb bullshit. Let's see. I'm getting close to it. Oh, no, that's too far. And I've paid a fucking immense amount of fucking money. My company has paid an immense amount of fucking money just to have healthcare for me. It's like, why not just make it to where the government fucking takes care of it all?
Right.
And they don't want to do all that. I don't know. I don't have it anymore. Yeah, they're just like, yeah, that seems like a big fucking, you know. And they just, you know, hired like, what is it, like 80,000 fucking IRS people? Put those people on fucking healthcare.
Those people that they hired are going to go after the fucking, well, supposedly, going to go after the rich that dodges their taxes. I just say put supposedly because most.
No, they're not. They're going
to go after the poor because it's easier to go after the poor.
Yeah, it's way easier to come after the poor. And then, you know, it's like, hey, guess what? You don't fucking pay your taxes. Now you're going to go to jail. And it's like, yeah, I probably shorted you like $500. Sorry about that. Like, honestly, I feel like if you're able to pay it, you know, you should just pay it and make, oh, no harm, no foul. You're all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get away with fucking defrauding the government as, like, a poor United States citizen, good. Good. Now, if you try and defraud them too much, then it's going to trigger some shit. But if you know, defraud them, like, $500, whatever. No harm, no foul.
Oh, no, man. You're just...
Dude, the amount of fucking taxes I pay every fucking year is crazy. You know, at, like, pulling the curtain aside, I make $70,000 a year. And, yeah, I have to fucking pay a lot of that in healthcare and taxes. Just, you know, make my taxes a little bit more, you know, and it fucking levels across. Or just make it to where people have a choice. They're like, hey, you can get, you know, healthcare from the government. And we just up your taxes a bit. And if you want it, you can have it. Or you can get privatized healthcare or, you know, opt out altogether. And if you don't want to have healthcare and you need a fucking emergency surgery or something, then, you know, you get forced into being part of the healthcare system and we take more taxes from you for the rest of your life.
Oh, no, man. Again.
It seems pretty fucking solid. We cover you. You know, we're your fucking backup. You don't have to fucking pay anything. But if you fucking, you know, need to go to the doctor and you don't have the fucking money to, you know, cover it, the government will step in. Boom. This bill is taken care of. You don't have that stress. But now you have to fucking, you know, you're locked into the system for the rest of your life. You know, you have to continue paying, you know, the same taxes. It's not like a punishment or an extra fee, but it's like, boom, now you are part of the system because we fucking, you know, covered you. We got your fucking back when you didn't want anything and you have to still ask for it. You can, you know, be like, oh, I'll just take the fucking debt and still not be a part of your system. And then, you know, they come and sue you and take your house, take your car. So, yeah, I mean, it can get fucking brutal quick.
Yeah, so why not just go with full just like, I don't know, again, free or single payer healthcare?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. So you can get your own healthcare. There will still be privatized healthcare that will probably offer less. Or more, or whatever the fuck you want. You know, it's like, I don't want to have a copay or a deductible at all. Boom, pay a little bit more. There you go. Now you don't have a copay, now you don't have a deductible. You have a $0 deductible and we'll cover everything past it. And you have to pay like, you know, a few $1,000s a month. But, you know, say you're going through, you know, crazy cancer and that cancer bill would have been like $1.6 million. Oh, cool, your fucking health insurance just covered it.
Oh no, I America just needs to change their health care system.
America needs to change a lot of shit, and there isn't one, you know, solid answer, and there's definitely no way that two idiots on a podcast are going to solve it. You know, and even if we did, no one would listen to it.
I was going to say, bitch, I know the answer. No, I'm just playing.
You don't. And I don't know the answer either. And, you know, I can't say, hey, do this, do that, and do the other thing. I'm not studied. I haven't, you know, learned, you know, philosophies or whatever the fuck. But I do enjoy, you know, kind of pondering it. Would this work? Would that work? And really, there's too many fucking people in America for one thing to work. Some people don't want it. Some people do. Just give people a choice and be like, boom. You know, like the thing I just said, you know, hey, you can have privatized healthcare, government healthcare, or no healthcare. And that's your three options, A, B, or C. You know, with no healthcare, you don't pay for healthcare. But if you need it, then guess what? You're paying for the rest of your fucking life. And if you don't make enough money to, you know, pay for the healthcare, then you get, you know, dinged on your fucking tax return, kind of like Obamacare did. Like, but that those people, like, chose no fucking healthcare. It's like, if you're part of the fucking thing, we're just taking your fucking tax return. And it's not going to go up every year. It's like, boom, this is how much you need to fucking pay in.
You know, Obamacare was based off of Mitt Romney and his social.
I don't care. Like, I have too many fucking friends that desperately needed that tax return. Like I have a friend over in Farmington that desperately needed the fucking tax return. And her husband died right at the start of COVID, but it was not COVID. And, yeah, he just, like, fucking went to sleep one night and just never fucking woke up. And, you know, she doesn't have anything. She, like, lives in a fucking trailer and, you know, has, like, a crappy car that barely fucking works. And she's like, I needed my fucking tax return super fucking bad. And just to, you know, get shit done, get bills paid. And it's like, oh, cool. This whole fucking Obamacare just came and took it all. And I'm like, you're fucking kicking a poor woman when she's down. Like, Obamacare would have been great if they didn't fucking, you know, make that little big beep, fuck you for not having healthcare. It didn't give you healthcare. If, like, they would have taken your fucking tax return and then given you healthcare, then I'd be like, okay, cool, tit for tat. I know.
What?
You're like, there's just no fucking solid answer, and I can, like, see it in your fucking face, and you're like, God damn it. Sometimes Alex is a wise sage.
No. No.
Yeah, there are moments when he says, like, a word that, you know, could be wise, but coming out of his face, it just seems wrong. Let me see what. Oh yeah, we're already at fucking time for this episode. So yeah, we'll do fucking AI on the next episode. Thank you so much for hanging in there. If you did hang in there, America's fucked up. We have problems, but everyone does. It's like a fucked up little family. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Kick, Alex the Truck everywhere. And Tron is Tronny Wanny everywhere. So go ahead and throw him a little follow. A little follow we follow. And, you know, you can, like, privately message him on Twitter and be like, you're right. You are the best. And Donald Trump's not my president. All right.
Donald Trump's no one's president right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's president of that prison, I'm sure. All right. Peace.
Peace.